This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We will be talking about today the US healthcare system and how it can we can kind of relate it to what's happening here in Malaysia. The question is, how much does knowing the price of services at a hospital influence your decision? Or do you go where you're recommended? Now, the reason that I'm asking this question is because we don't generally know the prices of procedures in the hospitals until after the procedure has taken place, mm-hmm. when you often walk away with a large bill that you will either pass on to your insurance company, who, for the most part, will help you with that.
I've got experience with that just very recently.
As do I. As does Arvin, I believe, as well. We've all been in that situation. So we'd like to know, you know, if you could see the prices up front, and would that influence the decision that you make about the hospital that you choose to go to? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Story number two, a little bit more lighthearted. Walmart presenting autonomous robot bees.
Mm-hmm.
Whose story is this?
Mine.
Of course it is. Of course. And then we'll be moving on to Farmville in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then wrapping up with something a little bit different for this Friday. And of course, it is the new year next week. We thought we'd have a bit of fun and we'd give you some recommendations mm-hmm. of things to perhaps watch over the long weekend.
Mm-hmm. That we enjoy that throughout the year.
Indeed.
And, you know, it's not all work in BFM. So, you know, we decided, like, you know what, why don't we share with you what we've been consuming
yes.
to de-stress ourselves.
Indeed. Yeah. Although some of these things are not might be a little bit stressful for some of you. Right, let's start off with this story coming out of the USA. Now, finally, the US hospitals will have to post their prices online. So, as we know, astronomical hospital bills have become a bit of a trope of the American healthcare system, especially in the US. They're known for charging exorbitant fees for simple procedures and for adding sometimes baffling entries to discharge bills. I'll give you a couple of examples. A woman was charged $40 just to hold her newborn baby, and $18,000 emergency medical room bill that a family received after their baby was, in quotes, treated with some milk and a nap. $18,000. So this surprise factor, at least, may soon be changing. On January the 1st, a new regulation takes effect requiring hospitals to post their prices of their services online. Mm-hmm. This has been announced by the Health and Human Services Secretary. His name is Alex Azar. The provision is called the Inpatient Prospective Payment System. Under it, hospitals will have to share the price of standard services online, as well as make medical records more easily accessible by patients themselves and shareable between medical practices. Right. So to a couple of examples here, both me and Jeff will probably share. I had a procedure not too long ago, earlier on in this year. And I know that you have to pay for everything that is used during that procedure. But had I known that a single alcoholic swab wipe would cost me 10 ringgit when I can buy a pack of like 200 for the same price, maybe I might have, you know, considered or reconsidered using that kind of hospital. And we know how the healthcare system works. We know it needs a lot of funding, but we know that the prices are highly, highly inflated.
I actually kind of like if they do provide, like, you know, just a sign of, you know, what are the typical price range for, you know, certain things, especially for GP clinics.
Yeah.
So a lot of these clinics that we go to, the prices varies around. So, like, you know, one day I will go for, you know, a headache and, you know, maybe like some body aches, and then, you know, I'll be charged like 60 ringgit. The next time I go around, maybe for flu or, you know, or even probably the same, right? Headache and body aches. And then you'll be like 75. And I go like, wait a minute, why is there like 15 ringgit more from the previous time that I've been there? So you're always in like in the dark in terms to what exactly is the breakdown as well. Because that is the other thing. When you get a receipt, it's just a receipt for the entire thing. You don't get a proper breakdown of what are the exact the pills that you pay for.
Right.
You do get an exact breakdown when you go to a hospital, and then when you discharge yourselves, and then, you know, if you're going through insurance or, you know, whatever, if you're paying yourself, you do get the entire breakdown of, you know, all the procedures, the doctor's consultation fees. It will be nice to sort of get an advance beforehand that you kind of sort of know what you're getting into.
So
you've
got a nice round-ish figure,
estimate. Doctors will do that. So recently, you know, I was diving, and then, like, you know what they say, when there's a shark coming up to you, you got to punch it in its nose. So that's why why I broke my wrist. Nothing. Of course. You know, yeah, that was the exact reason why I broke my wrist, right? Yeah, I didn't trip and fall. That was like, you know, very lame thing to do.
Nobody would do that.
Nobody would trip and fall and break their wrist. So I had a broken wrist. I went over to the hospital and I was actually told by my doctor who was treating me and gave me two options and then told me these are the prices for option A and option B. And I go like, all right, you know what? I'll just do the cast and we'll try it for 3 months and so forth instead of doing the surgery with the screw and stuff, right? Also because I was flying and stuff. But there was a doctor who, you know, I had somewhat of a previous experiences with dealing with her before. So I kind of know, you know, how she kind of works. And then, you know, she just kind of told me that I don't know if that's just her usual thing or if does every doctor do that. If every doctor does that, then maybe at least it's a little bit better. But there maybe should be some sort of indicator at the front as well before I kind of admit myself into this place, right?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't ask for the price because here it's easy to get insurance coverage. So like locally, like the US is a completely different situation. They have problems with all their healthcare routines and stuff. But then locally, we pay a smaller premium and we have a higher coverage. So most people, they just go in there, they get admitted if their insurance is approved and then they just leave it, you know, they just leave it be. It's like you know, whatever you want to charge me, insurance taking care of it. Nobody really bothers. What I normally do is if there's a bigger procedure, I will either call the hospital's customer service. So they will give you like a rough indication like, oh, it should be this much. Or I just ask the doctor straight away. Like, you know, I'm not asking for a specific price, but I just want to know like in the ballpark of, you know, where it's going to fall. Because it gives me an indication of, you know, if for some reason my insurance doesn't kick in, then I have to be prepared. I cannot just like, depend like 100% on the insurance and then they pull back and go like, no, we can't cover this. Then I'm in trouble.
Which has happened to me.
It happened to a lot of people actually that I know. Yeah.
I mean, I was in the hospital and I was, discharged and I went to pay the bill, assuming that my insurance had covered it. And of course, I don't have a credit card. I didn't have a huge amount of money in the bank. And the woman was like, I'm sorry, you can't leave until the bill has been paid. And I'm like, but I was told my insurance was going to cover this. And that became an entire stressful procedure. You know, had I known what the cost was going in and how it was covered, you know, then I would have been a lot more comfortable and it would have given me clarity of decision. I didn't have that choice before I went in because I was told it was covered and yet the hospital came back afterward and said, no, it's not.
Let us just inject a GPS tracker chip on you, sir, and then you could leave the hospital.
That would be fine. I would be fine by that with that. You know.
Also give us your passport.
You're not leaving the country. Yeah. What are you watching tonight on Netflix? All that kind of stuff.
But I also think because we have good government, we have a lot of government hospitals. So here, I know a lot of people feel that our healthcare system isn't up to par. But then compared to most other countries, we have a relatively good healthcare system. We have enough public hospitals. We have enough options for like a wide range of people. Like, you know, you can be below average or you can be above average. We have everything to cover you and stuff. And I think because we have government hospitals that give cheap treatment, so what happens is when you go to a public hospital, immediately they assume that, you know, you can afford whatever they're going to throw at you. So they don't bother to tell you the price. And the people who go to private hospitals who have insurance don't bother to ask for the price. So it's not it's not a habit for us.
Yeah, I know a lot of people will say, it's like, you know what, it doesn't really matter to me because I got insurance. And you're like, so you don't even want to know how much you're going to be paying for like your insurance. It will come back to you because your premiums will probably go up at the end of the day when you claim for, you know, X amount of money.
I mean, you say that about, you know, coverage here in Malaysia, and, you know, we don't have the greatest, but medical tourism in Malaysia is a huge thing.
It's a big thing. Yeah,
it's one of the biggest destinations for medical tourism, and that has to be for a reason. Anyway, ladies and gents, that is the topic of today's discussion. We've already got some messages regarding the topic. If you want to get in touch, use WhatsApp for now, 018-789-8899. If you don't want to do that, you can use Twitter or you can use Instagram as well. Both handles for that are at BFM. We're going to take a short music break with music coming up from the White Stripes with Hotel Yorba. When we get back, story number two, it's those autonomous robot bees. Yeah, a buzzing story. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.